welcome back to Dallas Discusses. Today I am going to be talking about My Hero Academia, which is not something I talk about on this podcast a lot. So buckle your seatbelts and let's get right into it. So thank you so very much for joining me today. I'm actually going to be talking about something that I find really interesting, but I don't know how well it's going to go over with, like, other people, if that makes sense. I am basically going to be talking about what jobs I think the Class 1A kids would have if they didn't go in, like, a hero route, or if they lived in a world where heroes didn't exist. So some of these were easier to come up with than others, and some of them I still don't have, like, a clear thing, but I'm just gonna kind of talk through them with you. I'm gonna start off with some of the more obvious ones, and then we could kind of have, like, a free chat about the other ones. So in this fake world I'm creating, the kids still have their quirks, they work all the same ways, they're just not heroes. So if you guys like this, I'd be more than happy to do this again with something else. So I am actually going to start off with what I think is the most obvious, if you will, and that's gonna be Sato. If you don't know, Sato is the one that eats sugar and can be, like, super strong. So as we know, he loves to bake, so my man is gonna be a baker. Like, that's obvious, I know that, but how swag would it be to see him open, like, a little bakery? I personally think that would be a perfect job for him. I honestly think that would be better than being a hero, because his quirk is definitely inconvenient, but, like, who am I to judge? I don't have a quirk. So another one that's, like, pretty obvious to me would be Jiro. I think she should be a musician. First of all, she's a great musician to begin with, but she could also use her quirk in many ways to really feel the music, to really get into being in a band. So I think that would be a great job for her. I think everyone can agree with me on that. She would be an amazing musician. We already saw that, and we already saw her music skills. So moving on, I'm gonna go with Coda. If you don't know Coda, I know some people don't know, like, the young or the less popular kids. He is the one that can talk to animals. So hear me out, veterinarian. How easy would it be to be like, hey, sick animal, tell me what's wrong? Like, come on, that'd be so convenient. So obviously I think that would be a great job. Again, maybe better than being a hero, because think of all the animals you could help, but obviously not my place to tell him what to do. And I know I keep saying things like, not my place to tell them what to do. They're not even real. What? Okay, so, wow. wow. Next, I think I'm gonna go with Hagakure, because this one's my favorite. I've thought about this so long. So if you don't know Hagakure, she's the invisible girl. Everyone hates her except me, I think. She would be such a good spy or undercover cop or anything like that. I mean, she's quite literally like a fly on the wall. She just standing there, nobody knows. You can't tell me that she would be the best criminal investigator. I see you trying to tell me, and I'm not listening. So yeah, with her quirk, that would be great. She'd have to be naked all the time, but I think she's kind of used to that, so whatever. Some other ones that I'm thinking, and I also should say that this next one has nothing to do with his quirk. I just think this would be a good job for him. So Ojiro, the one with the tail, is already a martial artist. So instead of being a hero, he could just teach kids martial arts. I mean, they would love to play with his tail, y'all already know. Like, Kaminari likes to play with his tail, and he's a full-grown... he's a full-grown young adult. So, Ojuro, I think, would be a great martial arts teacher, or even just a teacher in general, just based on his personality. So, yeah. Next, we're gonna do one that I think is gonna be controversial. I think Uraka would be a good pilot with her quirk, because y'all know that plane's never going down. It can't, because she's gonna keep it up in the sky. She's gonna keep y'all safe. I mean, Uraka's personality doesn't really have anything to do with being a pilot. That's kind of just more what I feel like her quirk would be good with. But based on her personality, she would definitely be something like a child service worker, but, you know, whatever. And then for Sue, my girly, she'd be a marine biologist. She already understands, you know, sea life and stuff like that, because she's very connected with, like, frogs, for example. And she also just gives me those marine biologist vibes. There's always those girls in your school that are like, I want to study marine biology, and I could tell you every single one of them looks like Sue Yuasui. Prove me wrong right now. Alright, so next I'm gonna go with my favorite character, Ida. He's a runner, he's a track star. So I think with that quirk, why wouldn't you be doing, like, Olympic track, competitive track? How does the Olympics work in My Hero World? Because the sports festival is just for students. Like, yo, that's gonna break my brain. I can't think about that right now. But yeah, I think Ida would be great at that. And honestly, if he wasn't a track star or an athlete, I don't think his quirk would have to do with his job, because I think he'd be like a doctor or something. Mr. Smart Pants over here. Alright, so next I'm gonna go with Yayurozu. I love my girl, but I feel like she would not have a job. She's really rich. She kind of does what she wants. I get it. Her daddy makes a lot of money. So I think she would probably just be a public figure, which is fine. Like, Kylie Jenner it up, Momo. But that's kind of just where I go with that. Next, we have Kaminari, my man. He's going to be fixing electrical wires. So you know those people that have the little hard helmets on and they go up and fix your shit when your power goes out? Mr. Denki's gonna do that for y'all. Obviously, that directly relates to his quirk. I don't have any reasoning other than that. But I think that would be a pretty swag kind of job for him. Next is Todoroki. I think he could definitely either fight fires or be like a natural disaster, you know, guy, like a rescuer, which I know, before you're like, Dels, that's like the same thing as being a hero. Yeah, I know, but like, someone's gotta do it, I guess. So that's kind of what I think. And along the same lines, like, while I'm in the rescuer thing, I think Shoji could probably be like a firefighter or cop, because he could carry a bunch of people out of buildings. Like, he's good for that, for obvious reasons. Okay, so the next one is going to be, again, based on personality and not quirk. Tokuyami would be a bomb ass therapist, because this bitch just listens. Like, you could be like, here, I'm gonna tell you all my problems, and he'll just sit there and look at you. And sometimes that's what you need. And then Dark Shadow could, like, tell Tia straight. I haven't watched this anime in, like, quite a while, so can Dark Shadow talk? Gonna need answers on that ASAP. Like, I don't know. But anyway, next I'm gonna go with Sero and Moneta in the same thing. I think they could both be construction workers, and their quirks, you know, can stick things together, can, like, help them climb up high on stuff. So that's kind of just, like, a practical use of their quirks. So I think that's pretty swag for them. Moving on to Midoriya, I have a hard time with this one. So this is when, like, the open conversation is gonna start. So, like, I don't think, personally, that this would have to do with his quirk. I think his morals are set in helping people. So that kind of makes me think that, like, he would want to be military personnel. And if not, maybe something else that could, like, really make him feel like he's defending people. But hypothetically, if there was no hero world in this, he would never gain a quirk. So, I mean, I'm sure you don't need a quirk to be in the military, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, like, where my mind goes with him. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Like, if you ever want to, like, DM me on Instagram or TikTok, please, because this one is, like, definitely open for discussion. The rest of these are probably going to be. Because next we have Kirishima. And there's not really a job that I can really associate that would be good with his quirk. I mean, he is a stern guy. He has, like, that stern, literally stern body. I think maybe a bodyguard could work for him. Because y'all ain't penetrating through that, I guess. I'm sure that there's other things that I'm, like, missing somehow that could also be really good for Kirishima. And based on his personality, I think he would be a great anything, like, he that has to do with people. Like, he is so good with people. So that's kind of where my mind goes with him. And then next we have Bakugo. Can I say MMA fighter? Just kidding. That what is MMA even the right terminology? Don't come for me. But no, it genuinely, I think he would need an outlet for rage because he holds a lot of it. So I think he could be a professional, like, boxer, either that, or he could be someone who gets to beat people up, you know, like a prison warden, and people just sweep it under the rug. He is definitely an authoritarian figure, scary figure. So yeah, he could also probably be in politics as an absolute fucking train wreck. So yeah, the last two, Yuga Aoyama and Mina Ashido. I'll do Aoyama first. So he's gonna be a fashion model. Have y'all seen him? He's cool. He's gonna be a fashion model. I could see him on, like, the cover of Vogue. No, you know, he could be a Gucci model, because Gucci models always have, like, really weird features. And I don't know if y'all ever noticed this, but Aoyama's mouth, like, tilts upwards, and, like, he has, you know, his stomach thing. So I think he just gives me Gucci model vibes. And you know what? Good for him, as he should. And then for Mina, again, this doesn't really have to do with her quirk, because what are you gonna do with, like, acid in the real world? She totally gives me the same vibes as Aoyama. Like, she could totally be, like, a Victoria's Secret angel when she gets older, obviously, or do a modeling gig or do an acting gig. She just seems like a kid that would be really talented at that. And she's freaking cute as heck. Look at her. I say look at her as, like, I'm showing her. I, in fact, am not. but if I was, you could all see. So yeah, Mina, definitely. Or maybe she's gonna be, like, an alien communicator. My girl looks like an alien. But yeah, that's it for that. I'm sorry if that was, like, rushed or boring. I just got this idea and thought it would be so cool to share my thoughts and hear your thoughts as well. So now that we finished that part of the episode, let us talk about my week in rep. Ew, the fact that I said it like that is cursed. So I finished Given, and I'm actually going to start rewatching Your Lie in April, because it's April. Guys, it's April. So, I know that's cringy, but I haven't watched Your Lie in April in 5 years. I watched it with my mom when I was in sixth grade, and I don't remember a lot of the stuff that happened, so I kind of want to watch it again. So I'm gonna start that probably tonight, and I'm still rewatching Death Note, because when I'm rewatching something, I don't like binge it like I would a regular anime, if that makes sense. I just kind of take my time with it. So yeah, that's all that's really happening. Not really reading any mangas right now. I'm actually reading like a book called Reputation or something like that. I literally just started it. But yeah, also I go back to in-person school tomorrow, so if my podcast doesn't show up next week, I apologize. I'm probably going to be a little bit stressed, but I'm going to try so hard to get it out to you guys, because I love filming my podcast. It's like my favorite time of the week. So if I can get it out there, I want to get it out there. You know what I mean? So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.